A separate but complimentary art exhibition to First Thursday will debut April 7th at Gaylord's in Fayetteville. The show, called Worst Thursday, will feature several artists' work ranging from photography to painting to video. Zach Waite, the exhibition's organizer, says Worst Thursday was a friend's first suggestion for the art show's name. Waite kept the name because he says he liked the fact that it sounded like First Thursday, so people will connect the two events. Amber Paradin is one of the artists participating in the showcase.
I think it's just going to be a really beautiful collaboration of some really undiscovered artists that I think don't get noticed as much as they should. You know, I think that sometimes, I feel like sometimes these artists, or all artists in general, really don't get the recognition that they need. And so I feel like this is a really interesting venue to, and it's perfect timing. It's First Thursday, so it's all going to kind of blend together beautifully, hopefully. I think that's Zach's intention, is to just expose some people that need to be exposed and need a venue to get their art out there.
Paradin says she really blossomed in high school, and it was then that she decided to study art in college. She attended the University of Arkansas and earned her Bachelor's of Fine Arts in printmaking.
I fell in love with printmaking because it wasn't the norm. I think that there's a lot of misconceptions, and it's really an overlooked medium, I feel like. And so I had no idea what it was until I went to college, and then I started dabbling with it and got really dirty with it, and I liked that, and it was new. So I really pushed my bounds with that and went outside of painting, which is what I was going to do, and I really found a new way to express myself with printmaking.
Paradin enjoys making etchings, which involves drawing into a metal plate or etching it with acid, rubbing oil on the plate, and then running it through a printing press. Printmaking may not always result in the originally desired creation. However, while working with local artist and sculptor Hank Kaminsky, she learned that that is part of the process.
He's a huge inspiration to me because he's the one person that said that when you're creating something, and if something goes wrong, to embrace that, and he called it a gift of the process. And so now I apply that to all of my work, because in printmaking, you never know when you're going to pull the paper off of the plate, if it's actually going to be successful or not, or there's going to be a smudge, or the ink's going to squirt wrong in the wrong place. But now I like to look at it as a gift of the process, because that's the one thing I took from Hank, that just his way of viewing art is not the standard view, I think, of what people normally look at it as.
I mostly work on large oil paintings for a pretty long time, gradually building them up.
Another artist participating in the show is Sarah Norsworthy.
Also work in gouache on paper a lot, and a lot with ink drawings. And I also sew, I make clothing, and do a lot of that, which I was mostly doing a lot of that. Now I'm trying to get back into the painting studio.
Norsworthy works at Lifestyles Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that serves individuals with developmental disabilities in Benton and Washington counties. She teaches art at the nonprofit, and some of her students will also be showing their work at Thursday's showcase.
I think there's going to be a lot of really interesting work. I know several people in the show who do really amazing things, painting and music. The music's going to be fun. The people I work with at Lifestyles, I think it's going to be really fun to get to have them be part of an art show that's not just a Lifestyles art show, but like be real, you know, be introduced to the art community and get to come to the opening and all of that. So that should be really interesting.
Paradin says she is looking forward to sharing her art with local residents.
I've done shows now, I guess, for about 5 years, 5 or 6 years. And so when I first started, it was a really humbling experience of, please don't ask me about my art. But now I'm excited to talk about it, because I create in my studio by myself all the time. And so to actually get out there and show somebody, it's gratifying to say, yeah, this is what I've created, and please enjoy it, because I've been enjoying it by myself. So it's good to get feedback from people, whether it's negative or positive. I think it's good to hear.
Worst Thursday begins at 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon, and admission is free. Music will be provided by several groups, including the Nathan McLeod Group, Messy Sparkles, and Acid of the East. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.